We have the sugya of initial lechochom metimit. I want you to please make available the handout that I gave yesterday. Difficulty with our Gemara was the understanding of what the Heta was. No one argued the Isu. What's the Isu? Chocham Shetimei Ein Chaveiro Shoyel L'Tayer. Then he gave one teretz there that was disturbing. Okay, two terutzim. Why did he do so? The answer was there were extenuating circumstances. The first posek, Rabbi Baba Chana, wasn't feeling well. He had trouble with his eyes. So that allowed me to reinterpret the case. Second tenet was that what? He relied on his own understanding of the halacha. Agmori or agamrei somach. You're learning, as Rashi seems to say, it's machlokes for two terutzim. So what is the condition then when agamrei somach or agmori somach, that undoes the isur? So what does it mean? It's an erashoi. When you only have reshus when you disagree. If you don't agree, you can disagree. When can't you disagree? When you agree with him? It doesn't make sense. That's the sugya. Second point that Tosfos made by us and repeats it in Avodah Zarah and Daf Zayin, that the Isur we're talking about is on the Rov, not on the Balabos, not on the Shoel, on the Nishal. Right? Hashoel Yochol Nishal Kol Mashi Yirtze. That's the basis that we have. So what is the Halacha L'Maaseh? Yesterday we got the Tosfos and the Avodah Zarah Daf Zayin. There was a second half to this shaila, and that is not on the right of the second posei to get involved. But we have two piskei halachos. The two people are arguing. What do you do? And there the Gemara brought in Rabbi Shua ben Kocha with a simple answer. Midaraisa l'chumra, midarabana l'chumra. Right? First teretz was a difficult teretz to administer halacha l'maisa, namely, if one is godol mechavero, you pass like the godol mechavero. You have to have some kind of clear rules of how you evaluate talmid chacham, if one is godol mechavero or not. But that doesn't help us too much. Rabbi ben Kochon is a simple classic rule. Relies on the din of Sofi Daraisa L'chumra D'Rabbana L'chumra. Let's see what happens with this halacha. pick up the Ran. Okay, that's the next page. I gave you the page 2 and 3 is the Ran and Avodah Zarah. Anishal Chacham, the end of the Amud. Anishal Chacham, the team lo Yishal Chacham Yitaya. Kosav Araybet. The low and shum kvodo shall rishon no guba. Elam yishum the kivon the also rishon shavria. The question is shavria anafshe chatiche yisu. What does that mean? When the Shoel came to the Rav, he came with an implied neder, a kind of a body language, right? Didn't say it, but you knocked on the door, you walked into a Rav, you asked Kashayla, it's obvious that your intent was to accept what the Rav answered. Mevela, that's a Loshon neder. What a silent Loshon neder. It's a body language. Therefore, you're bound by it. Yishuv ain lo heter. Why? The next Rav says, mutalach, 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 hamatra neder. Chochan kri matra neder. Dafilu heitir o sheni. Ain the muteras. Ainu the sanye. Right? That's what the Gemara meant. Same Gemara, we have a neder. He quotes the Gemara in Chulin. Chacham shetime en chavero roshoi letayer. Also en roshoi lahatir. Klomar, en roshoi lahatir, meaning afilu hitir en amuto. Afilu hoyo godro memenu mechacham meaning. Why? Because our Gemara gave, the Gemara said he gave 2 terutzim. That if God meant b'chokh minyan, you follow the Godel. The second terah, so I said, no, you go with the reis of the rabbanon. Therefore, we pass like a shul ben kocha. So we discounted the first terah of Godel. So that's not a proper terah. Therefore, even if he's God meant b'chokh minyan, why? If it goes with the koach of a neder, my nafka minyan whether the second one is Godel or not, that doesn't impact on my neder. Right? Or maybe it does. Maybe it does come back to the neder. Why? Every neder has a potential for charota. Every neder has a potential for what's charota mean? Had I known, had I understood the circumstances better, I never would have made the neder. Second, the neder betos. Not a neder. I could interpret the first teretz, the Godel men v'chochem uv'minyan, meaning I thought I'm coming to the Godel ador. I thought he's as good as they come. He doesn't have to be Godel men v'chochem uv'minyan, right? But I thought he's very competent. Then when a Godel men v'chochem uv'minyan tells me the fellow made a mistake, right? A mistake, as we'll see, what's called the shikul adas, wasn't well thought out. Under those conditions, I never would have made an edit with the first guy. Not so push it, right? That it, you can't. It's also you might just.
There's another nafkamina here.
I'm sorry.
There should be a nafkamina according to this rivet. If you were to ask about a piece of food, if it was kosher, if it was treif, and you were to ask the rav, and the rav would say it was treif, so it's more. We've been saying, explaining until now that it's a din in the Shoah, but now another Rav could paskin it for someone else because you don't say Shavya Nafshi on other people.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, that more than that.
So the same Chaticha, another Rav could paskin, just not for you.
On the same chicken. Right, on the same. Why? It doesn't go with the chicken. It goes with the Shoah. If it's a Dinyar Neder, what's got to do with the other guy? Okay. Mide kamar mahoyu shnayim. There were two poskim. Echad oser ve'echad matir. The mahoyu echad mem godol b'chochma minyan holachacha b'chalal d'heichad de lo hoyu shnayim b'vasachas. Ela she'echad oser b'fleyasmo en chaveru sh'lahatir. Kolomar en rishoy lahatir, meaning afilo hitir en emuto. Afilo egod b'chamim. That's right. Okay, now watch this. Now it gets more complicated. Panafkamina bedovo shembo machloke sela bishikol mishikol hadas. The difference between machlokas meaning, what machlokas meaning, the difference between the one first posek and first posek and the second posek. Their difference was based upon my analysis of the case. But avol im tor bidvar mishne. No problem. If it's clear he made an error, chozer umetayer to the sound bebechoros umaisa b'saherdom pegan demona maisa b'poro shal beis benachem shenitla em shalo. Okay, whatever that is, you people pay attention. A cow had a hysterectomy. Nitla em shalo, took the uterus out. You know, anyone remember a famous medrash? I got this Gemara too in Chul. That's where the Gemara is. Ein chazir uporo yotze mi Mitzrayim ad she nitel em shalom. Mitzrayim had a breed of cattle and a breed of chazirim that were superior. And you wanted to export a pig, take it out of the border, they required a hysterectomy first to make sure you couldn't set up your own pig farm. What's intriguing is that they were able to do it and the animal survived. Not so great a chiddush, because animals have that koach to be severely injured and recuperate. I doubt if a woman could have lived through their surgery. Take out it. Bechila Rabbi Taufel Klovit. Rabbi Taufel said such an animal is a trefa. Why? There's an essential organ missing. That makes it into a trefa. But it's not listed among the Yutches trefos that the Gemara Chulin lists, 18 trefos. Hysterectomy isn't one of them. That's an interesting thing. I'll give you again, I'll share my lot of personal stories over the years. You'll be in my house. I'll show it to you. I have in my cabinet, in my spoiled cabinet, I have a piece of a vertebra of a chicken. Okay. That was a child that was brought to me. Woman opened up a chicken, cut through it apart, swapped something funny on the spine of the chicken. Take a look at the spine. There's an eye. An eye developed on the spine of the chicken. You know a little bit of embryology? They both start from the same primordial cells. Yeah. And something went wrong. And an eye developed on it. It's important. Teachers are trying to make that mutation. They should have eyes in the back of their head so that when they face the blackboard, no one can throw spitballs at them. So I never saw such a thing, never heard of such a thing. So I call up my shrier and say, what do I tell this woman? I'm not aware that it's a trefa. The animal was obviously functional, survived. It didn't seem to interfere too much with the animal. Maybe it did, maybe it wasn't walking well, it was staggering because some nerves were impacted upon it. But so she said, if it's an abnormality, you have to clear it a trefa. Big vocal for it. I found in this. Why are you discussing it? You listed the 18 trefos. Is that one of the 18 trefos? I tell you, they're all halacha l'moshe Sinai. But came along the Rabbana and said, a thing that's abnormal, right? It's better achil in the klovet, you should say. There's a rule of normalcy. Okay. Right here. What happened there? Bo amayis ibnei chachomim. Vitirua. Rav Tarfon was machmir. It was an abnormalcy, a cow without a uterus, a cow with a hysterectomy. So he said it's also, it's a trefa. Under that rule of normalcy, right? Bambrin and Hossam, Ilu Isil Pora, had the Pora still been around, trouble is they fed the Pora to the dogs already, but had the Pora still been extant, been available, Hava Hodro, we would have declared the Pora kosher, and people would eat it. Kivan, Shetor, B'dvar Mishneh, Aval, B'shikul Hadas, Vadilo. But if it's only a question, I interpret halacha this way, you interpret halacha that way, right? Mipnei shanases kechatiche disura. Lahana mili mitumo letaro meisur leheter. Here dealing about isur heter to metaro, not dini momenus. Avo b'chiv uzchus chavero hamumche bimenu chozer mezake. But if it's a question of money matters, right? What's that called? Anyone remember a lashon Gemara in Bava Kama? Shuma hodro leolam. Shuma, the Bezdin estimated the value of something, and then it shows that their estimate was not correct. So fine, so you change your mind. You know, yesterday, sometimes they have to pay from their pocket, because they don't want to upset the laity. They have to have their chevetz for Bezdin. Marco Bezdin Yofa, the expression the Gemara uses, right? Therefore, we hold it in, but we don't let a fellow suffer unduly. Make Bezdin pay for the money that they took from the individual if they were mazik b'yadayim. How do you mazik b'yadayim? Nosa v'nosam b'yad. Remember, that was a requirement. They took the money from Reuven and handed it over to Shimon. Well, this rule, what? That a Torah b'dvar Mishneh is not a neder. And therefore, we would reverse the order. We would have made the animal kosher, right? L'zeh hiskim ha-rashbo zal. V'hod yom ha-bepeg im ha-midin. Nafki shipur d'roba b'yasri d'rabhune v'shori. Interesting Gemara. It's an expression. A psagdin went out. Shipura is blue shofar. It's a gzardin, a order. Right? It doesn't mean a blue shofar, but an order went out. And then another order went out. That's because they were not successive. One knew the other. They were simultaneous. He passed this way, passed this way. Doesn't mean to say that one paskin, then the other one reviewed and disagreed. Right? Lav davke, ela d'ravune nafke t'chila. Why di yi lav hochi, heche shori ravune, bosa di osa rova. Certainly we wouldn't do another. Why? Doho, tanya pegel t'chifis, chochem shor, osa rei chavero shor lahatir. Vlohod, apili kiru in amuto, pi ma she gesabnu. Vechein kosa rovan zal shom. So what do we have now? Summation. Halacha lamaisa, you can't oppose a psak of Isa Veheter. You can oppose a psak of Dini Mominus and then repair if you can prove that you're right, right? Shikol Adas. If it's a Devar Mishneh, fellas just overlooked a halacha, then you can oppose him in Paskin against him. But if it's not a clear cut, a open and shut case, and it's needed Shikol Adas, then you must honor the first psak. That's the conclusion. But now we have a kasha, the kashali. You say in Shikol Adas you can't go ahead and issue an opposing psak. See, we do reverse his opinion. The Hossa Machina, my sister, San Hossin, the Mamas, Mazirin, Bainus Hus, Bain Lachova, be Massis and the Behoros. That's what the Bola says. Didi Mamas, we no problem. Hodol Olam, we change it. But they ask a Kashi for the Gemoran Behoros. Donas Adin, Chir is a Zakai, Zika Sachayev, Tima Sato, Tia Satome. Masha also in Mishalami Besol. Alma ain't Marziren. Why would there be Mishalami Besol over there? You say, we said yesterday, Makor Bez and Yofet. He said, Dini Mominus is no problem. People understand, Dini Mominus is reversible. You go to a court of appeals and they change the opinion. By the way, just not learning to the headline now, it seems that we had court of appeals. In other words, the concept of Godel Man V'Chochem V'Minyan applied to Bati Dinim as well. And some Bati Dinim had high reputation. And you could go ahead and submit a decision of a lower court to them and get a review of the case. We had that system also. Rishonei Rav Chisda, we learned that in Tesis, the Maskona, the end of the case was, that why does he have to, why don't you reverse the case of Dini Mominus? Why do you say that the case holds, the decision holds, and they should have to pay, Bezdin will pay for making a mistake. The Hosom Khan Shunata Vanosum Bayad Khan Shunanosum Bayad. Tloma, Tavayu Mazi Sunkidan Shetob Shikla Das. And therefore, we should have honored it as Dini Mominus. We should have added the second opinion. Where do we say that we? It's any moment. It's nothing terrible happened. No one ate treifus. No one got go ahead and have an inyan. Obisu v'heter, and you find out that Bezdin goofed. You got a real problems of what of kovod for the Bezdin. No, not so terrible. Dini Mominus, I don't see the terrible thing. Pesach's coming up. I always come up with that sooner or later. Saras no Shilas. Quinoa, Bezdin Arosh said that it's not Kippies. That was in 2004. But in 2006, after I wrote to them, they changed their mind and they issued, no, it is kidneys. It doesn't speak well for Bez. Big kasha. Well, he didn't know it was kidneys. Didn't know that quinoa in Peru is what they grind up, and they make bread, it's the main grain there. And that's where the xayla was made on anything that can be used like flour. Balls on the exiles of Kittius? No, it never went that far. It's almost like a grain, it's not one of the Kittius they knew about, so it's not Kittius. That impacts on your respect for Bezdin. But Dini Mominus, it's not so. The Messias is not so. Why? You know, Dini Mominus have factors there that don't involve really almost. Doesn't involve yedias hatoro necessarily. It has to be sometimes yedias of real estate, yedias of international business. where the Rav is not so terrible if he isn't so bulky in it.
Not to get sidetracked, but how is that different from potatoes on Pesach?
Oh, so that's a couple of the people don't have my respect for the Chayodim. Yeah. People don't understand that Chayodim Chof Sodom, I think, lost the respect of the people because Kisser Shukhalor came out. So when they say, oh, as a Chayodim Chof Sodom, not the same. Kisser Shukhalor is bottom line, period. Agree, disagree, but bottom line. Chayodim Chof Sodom is full of lumdus. Kasha Teres, it's a shield, it's a real worth your effort. So the Chayotim asked that question. He said, indeed, once they start making potato starch, we should also potatoes as kidneys. So he says, but what will the poor people eat? Doesn't deny that it would fall in the same category. He says, that possible. You didn't get the Rabbonon. Meaning I go in them or whatever they want to call it. But at Reis it's not. Therefore it's in a Tzibuchon Lamba.
Right, so then the nafgamin between the potato and the kidneys, and as a kidneys versus the quinoa as kidneys.
Yeah. What's the chilik?
Right.
Potatoes cost 10 cents a pound. Quinoa costs $1.40 a pound. That's the chilik. Don't eat canola. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Canola costs $4.40 a pound. Yeah. A pound, yeah. You sell a little package of 6 ounces for $2 or something.
Well, it depends if you get the ones that... If you get the actual quinoa, like if you go to Key Food, there they have, you know, they have big sacks of it for cheaper.
Yeah, at what price?
I think it's like $3 or something.
A pound.
Something like that.
Yeah. So my daughter-in-law just bought yesterday. Told me she bought we used brown rice.
Yeah.
In our chow. She bought brown rice, 2 pounds for 77 cents at ShopRite. Okay, and that's. That's already the kind of price that they charge in Haiti. Yeah. All right, so no, listen carefully. Geen peerse rauwe afstand bij de postkaloge. Preach to us on team is at all the Nogavu Shellas, right? The case they found out, right? The Alma in low Ogavu Shellas, Marzirim mitumah letara. So it happens that the Shellas touched it, that's why they didn't change the mind. We have to Omer Shevin is then the Stane in the Tumor Vitara Visa Veta, we didn't mumble, she didn't mumble as Havero, Hamum Chose or Mazake, Apopi Shalom. תואר ראשון, אלא בשביל הדס, ובתום מבטר רבי סבטר לא, משום נשאר פנאר שיר דיס, כמו שקוס ורעיבת, אם כן, לא יצורך לוקמתי מעשה תור בדאוג אבו שרץ, you have to say, well, they have, because they found out that the שרץ touched it. Meaning, that's a kind of, what? Not a שיקול הדס אישו. זה בלב אוכל, נמי מה שעושה עושה. So you see that what? That we don't have any problem of changing if there's a shikul adar. I saw it differently, I call the shots as I see them. I'm not bound by someone else's analysis. So he's attacking the fundamental halacha you just told us, that the ein chaveiro rishoy lahatir, and you tell me when, by shikul adar, it doesn't seem to hold. In other words, machlokes, two sheetes, two sugis. Machlokes, two sugis, I gotta decide which sugi I'm gonna follow. Pikuch Nidalim. Okay, pick that up again. Let's skip a line there. The Pikuch Nidali, that filo toho bashukladas, marzirin horoso baskamoso. Okay, this is really now something that occurs often enough. Okay, let me give you a case. If you look at my telephone message pad at home, I always scribble down. I get a call from somebody in Chicago, chaplain, and they named the chaplain in the hospital there, that a family told them that they're asking the doctors to disconnect a ventilator from a patient. He hasn't been getting better, he's been in coma for several weeks, so they so I say, why are you calling me? He says, it's a Frum family. Can you please call them and tell them they can't do it? I said, Frum family? But why would they want to do such a thing? So they asked the Rav, and the Rav said, okay. They give me the name of the Rav, a well-known name. I call him up. And I tell him, someone just called me, and I just want to understand there must be some mitzvah, something different there. What is there that why you are matter to move a ventilator from a patient who most likely could survive that way for many, many weeks in coma? Right. He did. There's no doubt that he did. He was matter. And the answer he gave me was, no, that's not what they told me. I said, well, he doesn't remember exactly what they told me, but it was not the case like I'm giving it this time. He's on a ventilator, and we went to it. I said, fine. Would you please call the family and tell them that the way you understand the case now is not so. Sure. The what? Marzirin horoso baskamoso. You want to go back to the first Rav and explain to him that you goofed on something, and therefore the halacha should be different, and he agrees with you. No sweat. But why no sweat? How about that guy's neder? It all begins with the Reibitz analysis that is a din of neder here. I took a neder. Whatever he's said, the neder said. So how do you have to interpret right away? That's called a neder, bitoz, bitnai, right? I said, I will listen to his psak din unless he changes his mind later. That's implied in my commitment to do what he says, but if he says the same thing, the same case, he says differently next time, I'm not bound by my first commitment. Not so partial, but that's the hesbe. What was that? Chvicha nirali, that filo toel b'shikol adas marzirin horoso b'haskam oso. That's the key. V'chi amrinan chocham she'oso en chaver shor lahatir b'lo haskam oso she'rishon kamar mipnei kvodo she'rishon v'yod kireik she'lo teiroe toro k'shtei toros. That's the second teres. This is extremely valuable. It's an ashkofa and everything. What does it say? Halolo osren alo matirin. Uko'ude, the Rabba Bachon and Osam, the Akshara Shalobafonov, Sharav, which my time and goofa, Amrinan. Hocha anishal chacham timi avol ilu shoma rishon tanoso shosheni v'hodolo shetom b'shikul adas inam alo hodolo ela shosheni gadol mimenu marzer hashedi roso shel rishon. What does the Ram do? He ties in both our terutzim. Tosfos learned that that's the machlokes between the two terutzim in Nida. Whether you can change it, you can disagree with someone in Shikla Das or not. If you are confident, Agbari, he learns what? Godel men al chokh meminin, that means Agabrei somich. He depends upon his understanding. And his understanding, he throws in, though, he has to be what? If what? It's a sheni, is Godel men al chokh sheni also. So he ties in the terets of Godel men al chokh meminin, right? With the din of Hova of the Sheni. Kach nir li alocha. Here you got a famous line. Avol lamasa ein bikoach lachlok avol sa'olam. So I told you yesterday, my shver has several truths. He disagrees with his uncle, right? Kantarovich Zatzal, and shows that uncle didn't learn right shot, etc. Avo, but la loche, you can't go against my psak and my uncle. Here you have a din of horror here. What's the din of that horror? Let me now give you my pshat here. He threw in something interesting there. Shelo is a near Torah, kishtei Toros. Allah Oslin, Balola Matirin. Chinuch and the din of Zoki Mamre, Shalach Zoki Mamre in Parsha Gesetzi. What do you do where you know? Well, when I talk about Zoki Mamre, he says in Mishka, in the there in Harabayas, Lishkas Hagozes, where he incurs the death penalty if he opposes them. Talk about plain Balabos. Yeah. Yeah, Rabbonim, Paschim Shailas, you don't agree with him, and you know you're right. So what do? So you know you're right. Then you do what you understand. Don't follow them. Well, he says, what if you know you're right, and you met with them, and you presented the reason why you're right, and they said, we don't agree. You had already, what, nosa benosani mohem, but you know you're right. Anyway, I mean, what they told you didn't convince you that they are any smarter than you thought they were, right? Then Allah is like them. Why? And then Chinuch always likes to give time to Amitzvus. He says, even though they are wrong, better to follow them and they're wrong, and Shelo Yirek Yishtei Tovos, and not make a machlokas, right, where you undermine the authority of Torah. You can't have authority of Torah Zer Osev Zer Matya. There got to be a bottom line with a psak. That's what he says over here. He says, I think I'm right. I think they are wrong. But obviously, I said what I said, and they said what they said. They know my opinion. I know their opinion. I think that they are wrong. They think I am wrong. The halacha is, right? Like Avosa Olam. They are the recognized authority. I'm talking about the Rashbo, the Ramban, etc. He undermined the discipline of halacha that way. It's a very critical in halacha as well as in hashkofa. Yeah, we know we're not infallible. Right? We don't have that rule of infallibility. When you have a religion of sheker, like Christianity, then you need infallibility to keep it going. We have a religion of emes, but don't need infallibility. Emes can stand. The fact that you have to change your mind, that recognizes the reality, right? A fallible man, but fallible man with integrity. That's what Kodesh Baruch asks. Tite in Emes Le'Yakov. I want integrity. Again, in the Akdoma to Ikos Moshe, Moshe has that line. He says, yeah. What do you do? Halolo Oskin, Halolo Matirin. I'm going to pass and try this here. I'm going to give right tshuvas, and people disagree with me. So one place, so first he says, I wrote what I wrote. They write what they write. You can do what you want. I'm not forcing you to follow me, right? But then he says, but what if someone's wrong? It's obviously, if they say kosher, I say tei, vice versa. One of us is wrong. What does he say upstairs? What does the person have to say? But it says you're both right. That's how he interprets Eilev Eilev Divil Kim Chayim. How's he interpreted? On integrity. What I like to refer to is, did you do your homework? You did your homework? You did your homework? Came to that conclusion? Good enough. Can't ask any more of mortal man. Torah was given to mortal man. That's the best you can do. That's acceptable control. Okay, one more little piece here, and I'm going to deserve it in the run. Okay. Then we sum up with the Orach HaShulchan. Okay, as it says, "V'mhoyu shnayim." I don't know which one for what you refer it is. The Osir Zemater, right? Omo Beshem Rabbein Yitzchok Zahu. Chieched Amrinim Betalmud. Heched Ailinele Kishnei Tamil Chom Shkulu Mishal Torah Holachacha Machmir. Shal Sova Hametel. That's the Ri's Psak. Like Reb Shua Ben Kocha in the Gemara, right? Came to that conclusion. You can't make up your mind. They're both equal. There's no Echad Godel Memeno. Then you go. The Reis of Luchum and Rabban Lekula. Right. Aval, the Ritz Geus, right? Aval, the Rabbi Yitzchak ben Geus al Kosav, Le'olam Kaimalon Kelishna Basra. The second opinion quoted in the Gemara is the one you follow. Beim Shel Torah, Beim Shel Sofren, Beim Achmei Mil Hakel. Shelakach Sidru Bal Yatalmud Haloshen Ahu Achor Romar Shehu Iker. That's a klal in Kol HaTorah Kulo. He says, you think that Rabbi Rav Ashi just slapped together page after page of the Talmud and with no editorial input? There's editorial input in the Talmud. And the decision to list one opinion and then a second opinion was to refute the first opinion. That's how his Rebbe taught it. He said, well, it's gay or something. Not at least one period of the Golden Era. Aval bechutusha Rashbazal, Mzifta Rosh Hashanah, Reisi, Sharab al Fossi Zal, Mitzah Gon and Sovrim, Shaltora Horach Avachmir, Shasom Ubi Shalsofru, Obedini Momnus, Horach Loshan Achon. Right? Many a day, Manishan and Dini Momnus, Mishal Torah. Well, what are here? Anupchat. Bidin Daisa Igolo Humre. Right. But what? Din the Rabbonon or Dini Momenus, you go Achalosh and Achon. That I don't understand. You tell me, Bidini Momenus, you go always Lekule because of Chazoko, Koma, Shazan, Areo Shalom. Dini Momenus, You follow Chazok, I understand. He didn't say you follow Chazok. But you follow what? The Losh Rachon, whatever Losh Rachon is. I don't say, I don't understand. But watch the last few words. Vim Kabbalah and the Kabbalah. I mean, you're not telling me something where the basis is halacha. You're telling me the basis is history, historical record. This is how Rabbi Nachmanides put together the Gemara. That what? That in Dini Momenes, they always listed the final opinion as the second opinion. If that's what you say, if it's true, it's true. What can I do? In Kabbalah, if that's a true Kabbalah, a true precedent, that's the precedents that you know about, then I'll have to accept it. I don't see why there they would have, they would put together the Rises and the Nimomnes, use the second opinion, and everything else, not. Everything else, go with the rule of the Rises of the Chumra and the Rabbanon Kula. Okay, which brings us to the last piece. What's the question now? The question left open to us is, so tell me, what do you do? Right. How do we conduct ourselves as well as that? Uncommon occurrence to have someone ask a shayla and then ask the shayla again. And since Tosha said there's nothing wrong with asking as many people as you want, the more people fighting around it, the better it is. Okay, to pick up the Orach HaShulchan Nunches. I told you I feel the sugi is important enough since it impacts on mamash and kol haTorah kula. So even, I mean, it's not that I have to defend it. It's an al gemara. Gemara brought down that halacha of ein chaveo yochol lahatir. Okay, in Siman Kotel Nun Ches. Kos Rabbeinu Gemara. Chocham she'osa echaveiro she'ol ha'atir mishikol hadas. That's how the Gemara passed. I told you, this whole halacha only exists in the Gemara, right? Do page four just quickly, what the Gemara says. Chocham she'osa ein chaveiro she'ol ha'atir mishikol hadas. Avum yesho kabbalah she'tor or she'tor b'dvar mishneh. What's this kabbalah she'tor? That's agamreis somer. That's his kabbalah. How he learned that. Got it? All right. Oh, she'tor b'dvar mishneh, yuchol lahatir. Right. Then, skip all the references. V'apilu im tor b'shukol hadas, yuchol liso lita nemamoro ad she'yarzobo. Svaro saran. As we just learned around, that what? Nothing stops you from going to the first posek and try to convince him that you're right. I won't paskin to the shoel against the first psak. But that doesn't mean the first psak is inviolate. I must accept it. I can go and argue with him. Right? Lochein, ein iso l'shoel l'sho l'sheini. What Tosius pointed out in Agamala. Bovach yudio so shekvar hora rishon l'sho. So it's not to get the second posek into trouble, because he's also for him to paskin against the first guy. You have to tell him what the first fellow paskin. Next halacha. What if the second one wants to be machmir, not mekel? Meaning, it went into effect already. Okay? That's the whole remark. No chilik, whether the second one is mekel or machmer, the halacha ein rishoy applies in either direction, because behind it all, you can't say neder. Neder is only if the first one asa, the second one matir. If someone, the first one was matir, the second one said asa, there's no neder, there's no neder on a dover amuter, neder is only on dover also. Nevertheless, there's the other aspect. Then what? Quote Tamid Chachom. Then comes playing rules, respect one for the other. Rabbi Kiva lost his Talmidim. Shanogu kovod zeboze. That's a tremendous musul. How things can deteriorate. Rakiva is the one who made his name famous, among other things. Barabta Racha Kamocha, Zekla Godel Vatova. Barabta Racha Kamocha doesn't mean I have to have kavod for you. I love you very much, I'll do anything for you. Want me to stand up when you walk into the room? That's known as taking things for granted. Why? All Tamid Rav Akiva, all Gedolim Torah. So they took each other for granted. Didn't worry about dotting the I's, crossing the T's, a little more derecheres for each other. Okay. Come to Och HaShulchan now and we give you Hachor. Here's how we have to pass. If you like the Och HaShulchan, you pass like it. Chosar Rabbeinu Ramo, Chocham she'osar chaver Roshoy lahate b'shikol adas. Avol mershul kabola she'tor, she'tor b'dva mishme, yuchol lahate. That's the second teretz in our Gemara, right? Our Gemara is somich. V'apilu im tor b'shikol adas, no one stops you. Yochol lisa written in Amora, right? Ad sheyarzabo, right? Doesn't give the sources. That's the Ran. V'lochein einisu l'shoel lisho l'sheni, v'bat sheidi also shvaro arishon leso. That's what the Mop said. V'apilu hitzer arishon, u'kva cholor also o l'sheni l'eso v'kav shikolad. Ein l'she, ein leso mikoch shikhadas. It should be ein, that O. The Chose also Horo. Avo Amase Acher, Pshita Yochol Horos Bashidir Eilov. English translation, so what do you do? What's the halacha? Ha'nira lefi ani yazaiti. The halacha pirusho. Hine hatam. That's the key. Let's go back to see why is there such halacha, the ein rishoy. What's wrong with American free speech? You say what you want, I say what I want. Hine Yatam Shena Sheni Yochola Hatir Kosu Arrival Rabban Barashbo Barosh Varan. Okay. Per Kamada with the Zora. Eze Mipne Kobot HaChochom. Ela mipnei shekivan shachocham oscho cholo olov, that abbreviation, chaticho di yisuro. Okay? You understand the concept of chaticho di yisuro. It's a concept of nidil. There's a classic case in Kedushin, in Dini Kedushin. A woman says to you, you are Makadish me. What's that word?
She's
also. She's also.
And
his relative. He's Mutar. Why? Shavya Anafsha Chatiha Disu. You said you're his relative. You say his wife. Then Dinyaraya applies to you, not to him. You can't make him into your husband on your testimony alone. You're not Neman. But you're Neman on yourself. Meaning, you look through the Gemara, you see the mood of the Gemara, you can see the flow of the Shakla of Italian in the Gemara is leaning to Heter. So why did he come up with a Chumra for? Right? Lo Shayach Hatich Ed Yisur. Kamo, this is the Or HaShulchan talking. Kamo Sheyefsha Lassos Bishum and Chaylev. A fellow says, oh, this thing is chaylev, it's also to eat. So the butcher says, it's chaylev. I took it from the top of the animal. What's the quick distinction of chaylev and shuman? Not much use for no, without learning treifus. No.
Location.
Yeah?
I mean, not there's no location where it's taken, or?
Yeah, location, everything's location.
Yeah.
Diaphragm. Above the diaphragm, Schumann. Below the diaphragm, Chalet. That's why we don't get sirloin steak. That's from the tochus of the animal. That's from the bottom of the animal. And therefore, you gotta do all kinds of things. Giranosh, Chalet. So what do? They cut the animal on the 13th rib and send that to the Italians on Mulberry Street, or Mott Street, whatever it is. They eat lot kosher sirloin steak. It doesn't pay for us to convert it to chopped meat. It's cheaper to sell it to them. It's more economical to sell it to them. Yeah. That's why you can't have a slaughterhouse that's kosher without a mafia. You must have a mafia connection. Otherwise you can't get rid of your achorayim. You can't get rid of the hindquarters. Lochin Kosva Taisusham, the Chocham Shosa Echaver Shoel Hatzel, Elim Kane Yochol Arziro, Kanchetor Bedovo Mishno Bibashikla Das, right? Varosha Kososham, he's quoting the Rosh now, Im Yuchal Lochiach Shetor Bibar Mishne Yazareu, Im Cholab Olav Shukla Das, Shazor Notel Hatter, Yomer Ani Omer Kach, Avr Eni Marte Mashas Hatter, Vishavisa Hatiha di Sura, Akanachono, Ainze Kachikla Daras Otosis, Shaylo Kosov Rash to Sugi Kiida, Eloshikla Hadaras Kisforo Bialmo. What does it mean? Say? So he used to say that in Shikla Das, he shouldn't say, he just confirm what the guy said. What's this now, the Shikul Adas, he can say to him, you're wrong, but I will not say it, or something. What does that mean? This is not the same Shikul Adas. The Gemara says you can't change Shikul Adas. That means you have to keep your mouth shut. You can't say anything. Here we're talking about, it's not the same thing, where there's a better raya that you are right and he is wrong. Zeu Shikul Adas Shekosa Rabbeinu Ramah. That's the second Shikul Adas. Meaning, Shikul Adas is, I see it one way, you see it the other way. The best machlokis, the only, quote, sensible machlokis in the Gemara, is Shikul Adas. Why? We have a problem with machlokis in the Gemara. But the lotion that the Ran used, to lahave kishtei toros. What do you mean we have two toros? You heard it one way, you heard it another way. You both at Maimon Har Sinai, and you heard God say this, you heard God say that. You heard Moshe Rabbeinu say this, Moshe Rabbeinu say that. Error disturbs us. Meaning in the course of time, error crept in. And you have it this way, he has it that way. We don't like that. That's why the best machlokis in the Gemara is Shikul Adas. Not you cite one precedent, he cites another precedent. So I see it one way, you see it another way. That I understand. That's what? That's case law. But on the law itself, there's no machlokis. How you apply the law, I see it one way, you see it another way. That's the machlokis which we understand. That's what he says. Zeo Shikul Adas, because look at Samach. Zeo Shikul Adas, because Rabbeinu Ramah the Yochol Isu Yitin Imamor Ad Shiachzebo. Ushechozebo, Nistalak Achichud Yisura. Kamo, Misha Dimo Chizeh Chelev. A fellow saw something in the refrigerator. He said, oh, that must be, Chelev is a good example, but a piece of meat. Oh, that's the meat that my wife bought for the dog. Right? So when someone asks him about the piece of meat, he said, oh no, that's for the dog. That's also. Then the wife shows up, he says, no, I bought it for the dog, but I meant you. Yeah. No, therefore, oh, he already said it's treif. He said it's for the dog, so there's already chatich and isur, nonsense. He was mistaken. That's not chadich and yisur. Aval kshrohoda have a chadich and yisur. When the first fellow doesn't change his mind, kiven shein labar em mi hatzedek, lo mi mishne, lo mi sugdama, lochein. Kiven shein hatam mechvedo chvodo tochochom. No, the reason is not kavod tochochom. He's gone with the Ravid, the Tam is Chatiche di Sura, Neder. She took a Neder, made a Chatiche di Sura. Then, Mutor la Shoel, Lishol, Od la Acher, Babat, She Yagid la Acher, She Kvar Shoel la Rishon. Vyire, Im Biyacholto, Labarer, She Tor, Midova Mefurosh, O Misuga Dalma, O Sheshul Kabola la Hatir, Yochel la Hatir. Issue is not covered. There's no COVID here. What's that called? Loshen Gemara? Ein Chochma, Vein Eitzo, Vein Tvuno, and Neger Hashem. You're dealing with God's law. What kind of Chochma COVID? Therefore, V'chein, Afilu imati rak misvoro ba'alma, im rishon yorolo, if the first one agrees that the second one is right, then muto. Why? Because that takes away the chatiche di sura. Vim lav, then also. Umemele lehepach. What? The chocham shehitich havero. Yochol Lesol. Chayin Kosar Atesu Shomayim. Why? Because then, if you're not worried about Kovod, what Machtich Yisur? If the second one is Machmir, there's no Chetich Yisur. The Rabbeinu Horomo, his Beradobo, the Hainu, listen carefully. Shecholo Horoso, Kloma Obada, Yimashini Yochol Obara, Sheto, Midobo Mepurosh, Msugad Almo, Omi Kabaloso, Isur, Marziru Afilo Cholo Horoso, Achemin Yochol Obara, Sheto, Elemiso Balmo, Lochain Kishecholo Horoso, Kloma, Shekwa Bichelo Iru, Bishara Heter, Lo Yeso. Even she yochol lebarer hatos, shem esfor samata yosetovo. What next distinction? What's that called? Lechatchila or b'diavad? Lechatchila, I can answer. I see a chumra that the first fellow didn't agree to. He doesn't. I spoke to him. He doesn't agree with me. But there's no issue of kavod, right? What's the issue now? I'm think he's going to eat treif, this fellow. I think it's also. So I tell him it's also. Well, what if the fellow comes and says, you know, he tells him the whole story, and my wife cooked the meat already, and we had sheva brachas, everybody ate from this meat that you tell me is also. Right? That's not going to sit well. What do you do? The chosin ate from Sheva Brochas treif for me. What are you supposed to do with him? And everybody knows what's the psak halacha. He has to give him a cup of hot tea and lie him down on the radiator to kasha the belly. What are you going to do with the guy? What, make him feel good. Wonderful. Sheva Brochas fed everybody treif for me. So you keep your big mouth shut. That's called after Chola Heta. The Heta took effect already. You're going to come now with an Isur, then you don't be an idiot. Keep your mouth shut. Okay? This is how Lokal Maisa. This is how you're passing.
Well, what good comes out of telling people?
Of what?
That they ate the treif meat.
Of course. You can't say it. You shouldn't say that. That's why.
Right, but what about, let's say, for example, to paskin the shaila for the host of the Sheva Brachas who now has treif dishes?
Oh, that again, one, everyone's gonna can read back if the fellow suddenly comes with a shaila. I now have a set of china, 200 pieces, right? and they're all treif. How can I kasher it? Say, what happened? Oh, the guy paskin, it was treif. Same thing. You still got to put the chosin on the radiator and kasher the belly. Okay. Ach. Some people, this people got to make it. Ach, shochola horoso, shashelem unachas kimikedem. Nothing has happened yet. Then Yasreno, then he can tell the fellow, I think it's also. Even though it's for also Asuro. Ubuze ain't doma the chokham sh also. Where the chokham, the oz afilu below chola hora ain't a chili yochola hatil. No doma isola hetil. It's not the same when he passes also as chasmuto. The whole dwarum elum is barren midiver of Anseinu shom in Sanhedrin. It's on in Avodah Zarah, Ubechulin, right? Daf Mem Dalad, Ubenida Daf Chofam Beis. That's the justification for our more detailed treatment of this halacha. It's also a kind of an oasis, right? To get out for a few days from Tumah B'Tara and climb up to some fresh air or play Nisa Veheta. Okay, a little bit more. Very, very critical of Hashokana. But he's there. We'll talk a little faster if you can follow up. Mizbarin Dibre Rabbeinu Ramov Kamil Chomer. Right? Now we can explain it, right, as a whole meaning, as a coherent presentation. Hochi Kamar. Here's what he means to say. Chacham Sha'osa Echmer Roshoi Lahatir Mishikul Adas. Kroma Mishikul Adas, the Sforo Ba'almo. Bafilo Lo Chola Roso. Because of Shavisa, Anav Shechatir Yisura. Avolim Yeshol Kabolo, Oshato, he's summing up. Oshato, Bidvar Mishne, Yochala Hatir. Hu Adin Mishikol Adas, the Suga de Almo. Right? The Chat Time Mahu. Same thing. Bezel Oshaych Chatir Yisura. Why? I think the simple way to remember that is because there was a Neder Vitoz. Chit Yisura was a Neder. And if it was based upon false information, It's a neder b'toros. Neder b'toros is not chal. Kamo al shum and chelim. The omer od. The afil im tor b'shikladas. The svara. Nevertheless, it doesn't prevent you from going to the first guy trying to convince him. Yochalisa rito not sheyachzebo. Kloma kivu shechozebo nistalka hachetichad yisur kmo shekasavnu. Then because of od. Third point. He's summing up all the details of the Pesach Din. Because of Od, Lochain, therefore, ain't Yisrael on the Shoel. Klamar Kivan, ain't Atam Mekvodo Shochokom, Elef Nechich Yisuro, Lochain Yochal HaShoel Yisrael Yisrael Acher, Lodiyo Sheshoel Merishol, Ulo Yazreh Nemisferoso, O Yareno Shetor Bedvar Mishno, O Bekabola, O Besuga De Almo. Voz ain't Tzorach Hazaroso. Right? The Omer Oud, Batil Mhito Rishon. Fourth point, he's summing up all the key points of this, what we just analyzed. The Omer Oud, Atil Mhito Rishon, Okwa Cholah also, Ein Lesheni Leso Mikol Shikla Das. Okay. Kloma, Lomi Boy, Bechocham Shosa, and Shoshola Hatir, Mishikla Das. Why? The svara rak b'chacham shehitir soch yochol also because of chadichin yisura. Mashenki b'chacham she'osa, kmo shebi'alzer v'satisfayer. And fifth point, beautiful summary of all that went on. V'omer od chol mase acher, a second. Shaila comes again. Pshitin itzog habit ala ros hakodem bein lahata bein liso. That's only shikla das the svara. Yochol kol echod sheigia lo ro lo horos his svara so.
Is that true for the shoal also?
Look a little print for this. Ba'ashach. We see in Kufnun Hey, we see in there. Herech Lachlok Arama, the whole Devor of Sochi in Godo, we Iku Karama, the Quarachna was there. Oh, the Shorem, I don't have that. No. Okay.
What about the Shoel in another case? The same exact Shiloh comes up a second time.
If there were the identical Shiloh, the whole. He would be bound by the first neder. The second posek is bound by the fact that it had to be silent the first time. Yesh omrim, summer base. Quickly, we have a few minutes. Ho de chokham shosach where yochal atir. Says, zeo afiluk shegolm remena b'chokham avinyin. That's a separate machokas. Do you accept that tenets? Of God of men or not. The Yeshomen, Dafke Bishoven, the Chain Amu, and Chavero Yochol Hatir, Avo, Shu God of men or Shoil Hatir. The Chain Hadas noted. This is our Hashukhan own opinion. Why? Kivan Mechalokim is for of Almo. No one has any solid proof. It's how I analyze the case. Vadai svaras hagodol yoso yishova. Lochein, gam behepach, pechocham shehitir, the god men of dato not to iso, yeso rafilo cholo roso shalishon. Oh. You have to put the chosin on the radiator. It's clearly a young posek versus a senior posek, right? Then you have to go with the senior posek. Koshkein shekol rabbi mekomo. Here goes. I underlined it for you. Have you underlined it yet?
Mm-hmm.
It's underlined by you?
Yeah.
Okay. The Koshkein. Here you got what's known as Morad Asra. Shekol rabbi mekomo. Shein horos acher klum. Hein leiso, hein leheter. Kal vachomer, bosom shol giulovo, umisnasem lahoros. Ain't sure mamish barosom, uklo mamish nechshav. English translation: he was having trouble bumps from somebody. That line, you realize he's talking from his heart, right? Veda, the bezer she'omu eichavero yochal hatzer afilu b'dievet einamuto kakos aran, right? When we say eichol when eichol hatzer, then it, even if he is matter, it doesn't mean anything. Old custom shem marshal, the machocham arishon also radavo lo mepei din. Er be geder v'siog, and a sheni yochal hater afil b'masa acheres. That's what the marshal said. Listen what the Or HaShulchan says. V'timani, eich b'yicholteinu lasos me'atzmeinu b'deiros u'siogim. Horus Acher? Who is the Marshal? Got together Kol Chachmei Yisrael and make a new Gzeira? Made a Shog, right? Into real trouble, but that's where Chol of Yisrael came in. Everybody knows there's no such thing as non-Chol of Yisrael in America. But see, no camels, nobody milks pigs, no one ever did, nobody milks rats, right? And the Gemara says, you don't need a mashgiach. Hayodeya shein tamei bedlo. Don't you know? You know he doesn't have any tray for animals. So why did Chol Yisrael come in? The best defense they have is it's a siog. So that you should know when you go to Russia where they do milk camels and wherever they have camels or they milk donkeys, right? Who made the siog? What authority did they make us here? So Lubavitch will tell you, Lubavitch made the seal. That's binding on all Lubavitch of third generation Lubavitch. Vida, so you can get one more line in. Shalimsa din zed the chacham shosay chigul halatir lo b'rambam lo b'tur. Hey, we're going for reshus in b'kol makom. Lo arisi mi sheir b'zeh. It's a kashe. Also, that's a kashe. Why didn't the Rambam mention this halacha? Why didn't the Tur mention it? The Tur goes pace after pace from Shulchan Aruch. Right. By and his deity, the Sfila Raboseinu, Eile, Achshav. This is the Or HaShulchan, classic Or HaShulchan. Achar shenis pashtu sifri hashas vaposkim, lo shayich klal dinze, sheikvar nizbar de dinze ein elag shenechelku besvoro ba'almo. Achshav ein lo dover haro shen lo chayim me'eze gemora or eze posek. אם משום שגם הפוסק בחלוקים, אך באמת בזה בי הרמב״ם בסופק, ארבע בהלכות מאמרים, שני חכמים שאיך לקו, איך לומר, עושה איך בעציר, ושלטו הולך המחמר שלו, הולך המקל, רק הנשונו. So he did mention that part of it, but he never mentioned the part of also the horos. Rabbeinu Rabo, b'choy shemish b'rahim yidvor ha-meilu, b'osu b'zeh, the davkit shchlokim shovim b'lo gotem b'godol, lo kotem b'godol, lo yochet b'rahabim, ויאר נשום, אם הוא גודל בתורו, ויכולת להכריע בראיוס וסוגי דלמו, לא נספר שכם בראיו, אלא יש שמורים בקור, יש מורים בקור, אם יוכל להכריע, יכריע. ואם לאו, בדראי זה לחום אל עמל הכול, ומאמה לא יוצא, מאמה מסוף הקייסם. Was he asking me? Was he very intriguing. Because nowadays he says, we don't argue with Svora. And that's not such a nice conclusion. Why, what does he say? You choose me, I'm not arguing with you in Svara. Because I'm so for Paskin that way, Kiri. You agree with him, you have a Svara, why he's right? No, but I cite precedent, I cite authority, then it's no longer an argument. One question is, do you or do you not accept the Chassam Sofa? Oh, what I'm relying on is really Godel Memendo Chochmo Dominion. By relying on now you have to make sure who the author, every book that comes out, does not the same authority as Chassam Sofa. Trouble is that nowadays you have so many Piskei Halachas come out from people who not necessarily are the ones you would normally choose to ask them a shaila if you ever met them. But since they are anonymous, and they come in nice heavy covers, right? And you can tell when you should really not pay attention to them. How can you tell? It's very simple. The margins go from here to here, big margins and big osios, so you realize they have nothing to say and they're trying to say it. Okay, let's stop here.